With the right logistics partner, the possibilities are limitless. DHL Supply Chain delivers innovation that breaks down the barriers to business growth. DHL Supply Chain. All business, no boundaries. Learn more at dhl.com/allbusinessnoboundaries.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Trading platforms like Robinhood have capitalized on the growing number of young investors hoping to make money in the market. But there's more to managing your investments than just trading stocks. More banks and startups are offering automated wealth management services to a younger generation with money to spend and no time to spare.
You don't have to monitor it every day. They will make sure you're on track. They will make sure that your investing strategy is aligned with the goals you have.
Coming up, our banking reporter Peter Rudiger will discuss a new low-cost digital wealth management tool from Goldman Sachs and what these kinds of robo-advisors bring to the table. That's after the break.
With the right logistics partner, the possibilities are limitless. DHL Supply Chain delivers innovation that breaks down the barriers to business growth. DHL Supply Chain. All business, no boundaries. Learn more at dhl.com/allbusinessnoboundaries.
Used to be you needed to have millions in assets to get access to wealth management services offered by banks. But legions of smaller investors have caught the attention of banks that are now offering digital platforms to help these younger customers manage their money. The latest such tool is from Goldman Sachs. It's called Marcus Invest. It came out this week, and our banking reporter Peter Rudiger has been writing about it, and he joins me now. Peter, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So let's start with the basics. What does Marcus Invest do?
So Marcus Invest is what's called a robo-advisory platform. So you deposit some money in a Marcus Invest account, and using algorithms, they automatically allocate that to portfolios of stocks and bonds, and then they rebalance those portfolios periodically if they stray from a targeted mix. So let's say your mix is 60% stocks and 40% bonds. If your stocks go up a lot, they'll sell some just to keep you in balance.
How would the service differ from, let's say, a person-to-person wealth management service?
Right. So Goldman is known for their private wealth management group that targets people with $10 million in assets. And there you have the advice of a lot of experts who can tell you what kind of, you know, trust accounts you might want, what kind of private equity funds you might want to invest in. And this is much simpler, right? This is just a computer kind of recommending from a specific set of funds, just in stocks and bonds that you can be invested in. And you kind of don't get the high touch services that you would get from a human advisor, although you can call one and ask one for advice if you'd like.
And this robo service isn't free, is it?
So it's not free. It costs about 0.35% of the assets you put in Marcus Invest. And that doesn't include any fees that might be on the underlying funds. That being said, these are mostly low cost ETFs. So those costs are just pretty minimal.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the value to the consumer. What do they get out of it?
So consumers, sometimes they might not want to open investment accounts just because they think it might be a pain to manage them, right? You have to track what's doing well, what's not. You have to maybe sell positions to maintain an adequate balance, or you have to pay a professional to do all that for you. So Marcus Invest, like other robo-advisory platforms, takes care of that work for you. You don't have to monitor it every day. They will make sure you're on track. They will make sure that your investing strategy is aligned with the goals you have. Maybe you want to retire in 20 years, so they'll allocate more of your money to stocks and less to bonds just because you have more time to invest. Maybe you say you care about sustainable investing. They will make sure you're invested in funds that have a lower environmental impact than others. So it's really just taking the hassle out of selecting your investments, making sure that they're tracking with your goals over time.
How in demand have these robo-services become?
So they've grown a good amount. They didn't exist a decade ago. And I think at the end of this year, they're projected to have about $450 billion in assets under management. They get less attention these days than apps like Robinhood and other brokerage accounts. People keep opening them to take advantage of, you know, this retail trading rally in stocks like GameStop and AMC and others. And robo-advising is very different. You know, it's not this check it every day, trade individual names. Robo-advisors only kind of let you select a couple different funds, and they're not really meant to be tracked, you know, every day like a gaming app. It's more set it and forget it. So while they have grown in popularity over the past decade, you know, nowadays they're kind of being outshined by flashier apps like Robinhood.
So is there any stock trading on Marcus Invest?
Not in individual stocks. You can invest in stock funds, but not in individual stocks.
Ah, okay. So who besides Goldman has rolled out these services?
You know, I think pretty much every big bank and brokerage has one of these. You know, Merrill Lynch, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley. It's kind of emerged as a need to have over the past decade. It's hard to say how much traction those individual apps have gotten, because a lot of these big brokers and banks have armies of advisors that, you know, try to gather assets the human way and not the computer way, and don't necessarily want to cannibalize their own business. So we don't know where Goldman would rank in terms of, you know, assets under management relative to those companies. But these startup companies like Betterment and Wealthfront have gained, you know, tens of billions in assets under management in the past decade.
Now, aside from the fees, of course, what do the banks get out of offering these services to younger customers?
Well, one is just to attract the next generation of investors and savers who might not want to, you know, meet an advisor in person and might not have a lot of money today, but, you know, could in 10 years or 20 years. And they kind of want to meet those consumers where they are on their phones, right? The other is just that it's a pretty low-cost way to do this. You can build a computer program to allocate these assets, bring in new customers, and then you just earn fees kind of for as long as those accounts are in place. And you don't have the costs of kind of financial advisors, right, in terms of salaries and budgets to bring in new clients, you know, take them on golf trips, stuff like that.
So, Peter, what does the rollout of this type of robo-investing say about broader investor sentiment and the kinds of investment advice that they're looking for?
You know, I think what Marcus Invest has is what a lot of these robo-tools have, which is the computer decides what portfolios you should be invested in, but there's a human to answer the phone if you have questions. These kind of pure digital tools where you can't talk to anybody about your portfolio or your goals, those haven't taken off as much as the tools that are kind of hybrid, right? Where we want the computer to set the course, but if you're worried about the market dropping next week and maybe you should pull money out, like you can talk to a human about those fears and they can give you advice. And we're not yet at the point where a lot of people will unquestioningly just turn over their life savings to a computer. We may get there at some point, but really the ones that have succeeded are the ones that have married human advice plus digital advice.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal banking reporter Peter Rudiger. Peter, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.